All right, we're rolling. We're good. I had to check to make sure all the recordings were going, but they are. We're good. We're backed up. Before I start the show, because I have no memory, happy birthday to Sarah Beth Chambers, a very special listener. She gets shout-outs on much bigger podcasts than this, but I'm going to give her a shout-out, too.
Who's Sarah Beth Chambers?
Yeah, I don't. Happy birthday.
Sarah's a friend of mine, and she's a bit of a pod whore. So she's also tight with like the Irish Goodbye podcast. But she slums it up with us. They at least retweet her or favorite her if they mention her. I don't know the deal. But you know what? We'll mention Sarah Beth Chambers. I think her Twitter handle is at CC Halpern, whatever Jim and Pam's kid's name was. So give her a follow. Stalk her. Kill her.
Get on it.
Give her the Kitty Genovese treatment. All right, everyone. It's Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. Oh, a good. I'm here today with a titan of DC comedy and a pillar of attraction to both the straight community and the fae. Is that a thing? Is that what we call?
I don't know.
Sure.
Back up off that.
Okay. They would back up on you. That's Michael Johnson, everyone.
Hello, everybody.
Everybody. And we've also got Grillmeister, a comedy titan. I spent the entirety of the weekend, more or less, with this guy.
Right.
Sleeping on his couch.
Yeah. Sleeping on his couch.
Sleeping on something.
Yeah. Sneaking netting into his wife's toilet so I could go through whatever came out afterward.
Oh, that's good stuff, man. You getting that panty drawer or what?
No, just feces. You know, that's what goes in the toilet.
Okay.
Feces.
Just excrement.
Yeah, just excrement.
You know, the expression, if the shoe fits, comes to mind.
Yeah, I'm almost 40. I can't keep it strictly vaginal anymore. Like,
disgusting.
I need to explore other avenues.
Your salt and pepper curls don't say that you're a year over 28.
Yeah.
But, you know.
No, it's horrible because I feel like my face isn't as haggard as it should be given how poorly I eat, but then I've been graying since I was like 22.
Nice.
Horrible.
I started balding at like 19.
Did you really?
Damn it. Yeah, I remember I had a bald spot in the front of my head like going into college, and I was like, "That's not a bald spot, man. It's just..."
Did you not get carded then?
No, I was buying beer
when you were 7.
So it was easy. The thing is, it's not. I mean, I guess I didn't really commit a crime, did I? If I didn't need a fake ID, if they just assumed I was, you know, right?
Oh yeah.
They may have just felt sorry.
Yeah.
They may.
It's like Revenge of the Nerds when she thought she was having sex with Ted McGinley, but it was really the head nerd. That wasn't rape at all because she thought it was another guy. Yeah.
Oh God. I remember on a dare once, I went into after a high school football practice, in my high school football practice uniform, I went into a liquor store just on a dare to see if I could buy a 40, and I was successful.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Wow.
I don't know if maybe they thought that. I think the Ravens were just
you were
in their
coach.
Infancy. They're like, oh, maybe, I don't know, maybe he's on the Ravens.
Hey, it's the high school football coach.
Yeah. In pads. Yeah. In leg pads for some reason.
I always thought the, a baseball coach or a manager wears a uniform in the dugout.
Uh-huh.
I always thought the head coach of a football team should suit up.
I'm big on that.
See, like, Tom Coughlin and, like,
and it just cuts to him
pads.
In the helmet.
big neck roll and, like, a visor.
Yeah. It's got, like, the 70s shoulder pads.
He's got the black visor. The extended visor.
The Vic.
Bronco Nagurski.
You could be, like, Darth Vader over there. Like,
oh, yeah. I mean, there are some...
A faceless coach.
I was going through 100 NFL pictures or, like, 100 years, 100 pictures or something. I forgot what website it was. Dude, they used to put like the big like M. Bison capes on the quarterbacks. Like, what the hell was that? Like,
M. Bison.
Like, they would just sit on the sidelines. It looked like they were getting their hair cut at the hair cuttery almost.
Yeah.
Like, just these big, like, weatherproof capes. Like, no one else on the sideline had it, but they would just put this bitch, just weatherproof them, man.
It was the original. It was like the Snuggie before the Snuggie. It was like a
big
outer coat that had. It was like a big blanket that had sleeves on.
Oh God,
like a serape of sorts.
Can you imagine? Like, you know, like, all men are wired the same. Like, you know, they would just fart that thing up and then just like wait for it to come up through their pants.
Well, you know why they call Mark Sclareth the Stink? Have you ever heard that?
Oh, no. Do go on. Yeah.
Well, he's a lineman, wasn't he?
He was offensive line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it might have been a preseason game that, or maybe it was an important game that would make more sense if it was important.
just preseason three. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, he just pissed himself.
Okay.
On the field.
Oh, that's not unusual.
Maybe he'd do it. Did you do that?
Well, no, I didn't. But I had my good friend Ryan Gillis.
I did it, but I only played baseball.
And you were standing out in right field.
Shortstop, actually.
I don't know, Mike. I haven't played tennis in years. But no, my good friend Ryan Gillis, shout out, played for University of Notre Dame. And from what he told me, it's not uncommon at all for guys to just pee.
Just piss.
Now, pooping, that's a different story. Yeah. Was he eating a bunch of asparagus? Did his pee smell, or I assumed he pooped himself.
He never went into that detail.
Right. I mean, if Papa Giorgio right now peed himself, would we call him stink, or would we call him, like, I don't know, Johnny Wet Crotch or something?
I think you'd call me Johnny Freedom.
Johnny Freedom.
Because I'd call my own shots.
I think we might call you a doctor if
you... Where's the rim shot?
Hey-o. I'm with Gagliardi on this one, actually. I didn't think that was that big a deal. I thought dudes in the course of the game kind of pissed themselves pretty regularly.
Really?
I
mean, you'd have to be sweating. It couldn't be like a cold game, right?
That's true. Well, your crotch starts steaming all of a sudden.
The cold game would be when you do it. So true. You want to hear a time I peed on myself story?
Sure.
In Marine Corps Officer Candidate School, which in my case was June through July of, you know, in the summer.
It's really important you nail this down.
Yeah, it's really important I get this down. It was like June 23rd. Anyway, the summer is the goddamn point.
Okay.
But we did this night, you know, where they just fuck with you for 6 weeks. That's basically what Marine Corps OCS is. So we did this night thing where they make us crawl through the disgusting swamps in Quantico, and all the water in these swamps was like ice cold. And the rumor always was the drill instructors put ice in the water. I don't know if that's true or not, but I'm telling you right now, we all got out. Me and a bunch of other officer candidates got out of this water, and we're all just standing around freezing our asses off.
Mm-hmm.
And literally in this circle, there's like seven guys. We're all shaking and freezing. And all of a sudden, one of the guys is like...
Shits himself.
No, he's just like... No, I'm just kidding. But he's like, oh. And we were like, what the fuck, man? He's like, oh, dude, I just peed all over myself, and it's so warm. And then all six of the rest of us, you could just see, were like... Because everybody's super hydrated, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, at the time, it was like, I mean,
that's what I was thinking. They better be hydrated.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we're super. You're hyper hydrated.
I was like, these are America's boys. Oh, damn it!
One of the best decisions I ever made. Warmed me right up, you know. And then I went on to get my ass handed to me by whatever exercise was next. But
did they know you pissed yourself? Did they know that like their whole squad had pissed themselves?
I feel like we'd have gotten in trouble for that, right? I mean, I feel like that's taking.
Or did they want you to piss?
Yeah, they wanted. It's like when the Spartans, like, they would starve the kids and make them like steal cheese, and like if you got away with it, you're commended, and they just beat you for getting caught stealing the cheese. Yeah, they would actually beat you if you didn't piss yourself.
Yeah, I mean, if you were cut from officer candidate school, like, were you brought in and told like, hey, we really like what you did.
Yeah.
The one exercise where everyone stood around and pissed themselves to keep them warm.
The yellow conundrum. You failed it.
I'll never forget. I'll tell you, there was one kid that failed. He was a shorter, I'll paint a picture here. Shorter African-American guy, a little bit overweight. You know, not that I'm skinny.
So it's Black Velvet.
But it was basically Black Velvet. It was like a shorter Black Velvet. And I remember we were coming back from
the cold water. Then I'm going to piss myself warm.
You be the Marine. I'll be the rifle. And we can... fire each other.
You be Joe's pants.
I'll be the pee.
I'll be the piss.
I'll be the ice cold water. The whole company was coming back from dinner, walking one way, and here comes a drill instructor with this kid who was washing out the other way, and it was like that episode of Game of Thrones where the lady's walking behind the Cersei,
and
she's yelling shame.
Yeah.
This kid, as he was coming across the parade deck, like every five steps, had to yell jelly donut.
Oh no. That's some Full Metal like, Jacket.
That's
messed up, dude.
Yeah.
In Full Metal Jacket, he made the guy eat the jelly donut, if I'm not mistaken.
Didn't he?
Right?
Yeah, he says, they're paying for it, you eat it.
This kid was just walking across what's called the parade deck, and he was like, jelly donut.
And to complete the Game of Thrones.
Wait. Yeah. What was this to serve to what?
They don't like quitters, I guess. I mean, the attrition rate at officer candidate school is generally high. So
he had already left and quit?
No. I think he had just quit. I mean, I assume he had just quit, and they were walking him to the admin section or wherever you would do
where so the zombie like, knight would rape.
So they
him
said,
to
"Okay, you can quit, but as we walk across this,
we're gonna fuck with you." I assume that's, I mean, they didn't brief me, Michael. I was just a, I'm just, you know,
that's so weird because the Marines are known for their sensitivity. I just, doesn't comport with my vision of things.
I just want to know, like, what if he said no?
Oh, no, that's a good point. I mean, they'd have probably, well, I don't know. Like, that's a good point.
He did the old Harrison Ford. How dare you, sir?
I'll tell you when to shut up. Good times.
Yeah, Jelly Donut. Good reference.
Yeah,
good. That reference. Was one of the first movies that I actually, like, my behavior in relation to it was like, John might be on the spectrum a little bit.
Wait a sec. There's a movie called Jelly Donut?
Yeah.
It's you mean
John
Full Metal Jacket.
Full Metal Jacket.
Exactly. It's a porn object, too. Yeah. Full Metal Jacket.
Oh, I've seen Jelly Donut.
I used to rent, because Don and Mike, my radio heroes, were so obsessed with it, I would rent it every few weeks. And this is eighth grade. Going into ninth grade, I held up, like, I had literally a little Fisher Price recorder that had a little microphone on it. And I made a recording of Hartman's, like, just berating his troops, like, for the first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And I would just, like, listen to that on my Walkman over and over until I could just recite it verbatim. And, yeah, that was good. That's how I got laid.
Was that, like, for inspiration?
Yeah. I wanted to memorize everything. Like, anything that was quoted by Don and Mike, they were deep on Fast Times at Ridgemont High. You like where I put the accent? Fast Times at Ridgemont.
Yeah. Ridgemont.
Yeah. At Full Metal Jacket, I was just, I would watch both of those.
Full Metal Jacket's so weird because it's like two movies.
Two movies. I literally would just, as soon as the bullet goes through.
Yeah. It's like, turn it off.
I'm done. Yeah. Even though the very next scene with the hairy armpitted Vietnamese hooker doing the whole sucky sucky speech is funny unto itself. Like, I'm so invested in just the pile half of that I'm done.
That drill instructor was at first a consultant.
Arlie Ermey. Yeah. Just passed not too long ago.
Yeah.
May he rest in excellence.
Yeah. Died with that natural black hair. Wink. Sorry.
That guy was awesome.
He did love a bad dye job. Do you know,
fun fact, they used ground beef for Pyle's brain on the wall.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They didn't use his brain?
Well, I just, okay. You can't use the whole
all
thing.
All right. Pyle might have died in 86, but today my innocence died.
That was Vincent D'Onofrio.
Yeah.
That's what I've always, I think that's what he's just known for. He's had a good career.
Yeah, it's funny because De Niro is known for, like, he put on 50 pounds for Raging Bull and then he lost it. And then Full Metal, it's like, Vince put on 50 pounds and realized he likes food. just stayed that way. That's the damn thing.
Did you put on 50 pounds for that role? Yeah. Never lost it either.
No. Aren't you proud of me?
I actually got heavier.
Once you get used to spaghetti for second breakfast, that is... Not putting that in the rear view.
I insisted on shooting that donut scene 24 times until I was done the whole box.
We tried it with different donuts,
you know,
to explore
what?
The character.
Kubrick was known for taking, like, thousands of the same
He was takes. A maniac. Yeah. Oh, God. The more you read, like, when I...
That's probably what happened. He had to eat 1,000 donuts. Like, Kubrick's like, there's shine on the glaze that we're picking up.
He got so fat from that scene, they actually had to reshoot everything before.
Try to control the powdered sugar. Come on, fellas.
Yeah. No, it's like, I don't want to sound at all woke or sophisticated, but, like,
no one's gonna
20,
know,
yeah, thank you. 20 years ago, like, you would read about what a piece of shit Kubrick was on a set. Like, he would force everyone to play chess with him and then beat their asses in. And, like, you look at it now and you're like, how short was his dick? Like, just what little mushroom head did that mother effer have in his pants? Like, he sounds like such a fucking maniac, man.
He was really known for taking taking. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Oh, God. The stories from the set of E.T., yeah. Man.
Kubrick didn't do E.T.
I was waiting for his face.
I was like, I was a film major, God damn it. I'm pretty sure E.T. Wasn't that Spielberg? I was like, wait a minute.
I was watching the hamster wheel in Gagliardi's head.
For those of you watching at home, you might have noticed the smoke coming out of my ears as the generator fired up real fast, like starting a lawnmower. Wait a minute.
God.
That doesn't sound right to me.
Yeah, he was, oh God, I'm trying to think, he did Full Metal and then
The Shining.
Shining, yeah. But I mean, was there anything between like Full Metal and Eyes Wide?
I don't know his like filmography chronologically. Like I don't know what was
before. Seven of them. There's Shining. There's Paths of Glory. You did Clockwork Orange. Yeah. The three-ish, two-ish that I really did a lot were Clockwork.
Yeah.
And Full Metal. Yeah.
Who did 2001 Space Odyssey?
Your boy.
He did.
Kubrick did, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So, I mean...
Yeah, I mean, I can't get through that movie without falling asleep.
I've never watched it to this
it
day.
It is beautiful.
Yeah.
If you know...
Did you have to watch that?
2001?
Yeah.
I had to do a whole goddamn... University of Notre Dame, shout out. I had to do a whole paper for a film class.
A whole five pages. Oh, all right.
All 300 words.
Yeah.
On the beginning of... 2001.
That's the, all I remember. The monkeys beating the shit out of each other with bones.
The bone, and they throw. He like holds up the bone or throws it up. Yeah. And it turns into like the space station. And,
it comes down as a dildo that Joe Gagliardi catches in his throat.
Lands right. Trip. Million to one shot, Doc.
Yeah. I did Apocalypse Now, too.
Yeah, Now. That's the other one.
What?
I thought you didn't do Apocalypse Now.
He didn't? Oh, wait. No, Coppola. That was Coppola. Yeah. Wait.
Well, we're missing at least one big movie.
No, 2001,
Clockwork Orange, Full Metal Jacket.
Oh, that's what I get.
Shining,
Eyes Wide Shut was on Wikipedia. Yeah, Eyes Wide Shut. That was the last one he did.
I was just like reading Wikipedia too quickly. And
oh, okay. And you kept clicking and clicking?
Well, no. I was like, I had to read the whole sentence.
Keep going. Okay.
What was Oliver Stone's?
So,
which one's Open the Pod Bay Doors, Hal? Is that Apocalypse?
Or, I mean, that's 2001.
Open the Pod. 2001. Yeah. Hal's 2001.
Open the Pod Bay Doors, Hal.
Like how you said that. Got me a boon.
What's the moral of that story? What's the moral?
2001? Fucking don't let a monkey come at you. Beat the shit out of that thing first.
You see a femur bone coming.
Yeah.
No.
I watched Gorillas in the Mist about those gorilla poachers with Diane Fossey. And I was like, they got the right idea. Come for those gorillas before they get their families in the night.
Scary. Yeah,
turn those hands into ashtrays.
That's scary.
No.
Ashtrays.
Oh, God. No, I was obsessed with gorillas as a kid. That was my jam.
Oh, really?
I loved gorillas even more than cats are beloved by me now.
Wow.
I just identified with them, I guess, because I was like squat and
terribly afraid of chimpanzees.
Yeah,
after I've heard all the stories.
Oh yeah, I loved them.
They will maul your face, go after your balls.
Oh,
a chimpanzee.
Yeah. Oh, with terrifying strength.
Have you ever Google
chimpanzee attack? Yeah. Oh my, there was a woman.
You will see faceless people.
Yeah, there was a woman who her friend owned a chimpanzee, and they're just having like old bitch tea time together. Like, oh, look at the days of our lives, and then her monkey just comes at her. Fucking rips her face apart, man. Like, you know that goatsy asshole? Like, that's what she did to her face. Just, like, ripped out eyes and shit.
Goatsy asshole? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. G-O-A-T-S-E. Look
a goat goes after an asshole?
As in goat-like asshole?
Just the famous, like, one of the... Back when memes had literal balls to them.
I'm trying to figure out. You said they go after goats see an asshole?
No. Okay, look at just goats.
I thought he was saying goat seeing, like as in from the land of
the
goat.
Term, like a goat like ass.
Yes. I'm a goat seeing.
The goat seeing language.
The goat seeing. The language of goat seeing. What the fuck is happening?
Goat
right
seeing women give the best anal. both as givers and receivers. No, look up Goatsy. Fucking Goatsy.
I don't know.
What's Goatsy mean?
Is it G-O-A-T-S-E? Just look up G-O-A-T. God, I'm
Maybe it's goat-C.
What does that mean? Wait, but I'm trying to figure out how is that like a chimp attack?
Okay, so Goatsy is just G-O-A-T-S-E. Images. There we go. It's just, it was an image of a French dude who apparently like progressively stretched out his asshole over time, then it's just an image of his hands holding his asshole apart.
Why in God's name?
Like when they find the Genesis cave in Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, it was just open like that. Like just big, wide open.
Don't bring Star Trek.
The Gates of Troy? Does that?
You know,
kind of like this. Like this is someone doing it with a donut.
Jesus.
Mocking the pose. Christ. It's a famous pose, man.
You do know this is your podcast, right?
Yeah. I mean,
are you aware of that?
That's why we're here.
Didn't you? And Michael, can you back me up? Five fucking seconds after we came on, did he not say try to do a clean show?
Yeah, I know.
And then
here's
John,
someone photoshopping a face into the goatee asshole.
Dear God, man. No, but disclaimer, look this shit up.
Here's some Microsoft Paint goatee.
For
the folks listening at home,
here's Mario 64 doing a goatee.
So this is just a guy that
had
bent over and took a shot of his asshole.
Yeah.
And opened it up.
Yeah, okay.
Why is it called Goatsy?
I don't know. That was the original domain.
Okay.
I can't really give it to you beyond that. Here's the actual shot, but a cat's face has been photoshopped into the asshole.
I'm not
there's a smiley face over the ball back.
I'm not looking at that.
Yes, you are.
You're
not going to watch your child come out of the birth canal. You're going to look at this.
The chimp ripped her face open like that guy ripped open his ass.
Exactly. Okay. Thank you.
I'll beat a chimp's ass. I don't give a shit. Those people were underqualified. I'll whoop a chimp. You bring a chimp in here, I'll kick its fucking ass.
Oh, I don't think so,
You think a chimp's going to rip my face off? I'll smash it against the wall. I don't give a shit.
They are
three-dimensional fighters,
They're...
I'm basically trained in mixed martial arts, okay?
Oh, are you going to armbar a chimp?
I'm going to fucking kumite that bitch.
Dude, you would fucking put up your dukes, and the chimp at first would think you're trying to feed it, and then when it knew it was fight time, it would be on these fucking roof bars so fast, dropping behind you, ripping out your trachea with its back feet.
This would be a good sort of
is this our viral video?
Well, this would be
Chimp Fights the Chimp
event.
You get a chimp, I'll Foxy box the shit out of that thing.
Oh my God.
Take it down to Chinatown.
I don't know if you'd want to do that.
I would watch.
Do they even have claws? They don't have claws. What are they ripping faces off with?
Just their fucking 18-inch fingers.
Don't they have human teeth? Don't they have like bizarrely human teeth?
Our teeth are sharp as shit.
Do they have fangs? Do they even have? I don't even think they have fangs.
They have like canines.
Are you talking about like a baboon or like an orangutan? Because they have like 6-inch fangs.
Literally, the fucking monkey from Friends would fuck you up, man.
You are so full of. Isn't that a spider monkey?
I don't know what he is. He's a rhesus monkey. The outbreak monkey.
That thing weighs
6 pounds.
Even
if you beat it in battle, it would give you Ebola.
Here's a question right up on a Google search: how much stronger is a chimpanzee than a human?
Chimps
are far stronger than we are.
False. You don't know me, son.
Chimpanzee had, pound for pound, as much as twice the strength of a human when it came to pulling weights. The apes beat us in leg. I don't know who's talking there. But
yeah, and this is a monkey that doesn't really know
what the fuck is going on. Yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, anything. I mean, a toddler
can
kill you.
Can a chimp rip your arm off? It's scary, the strength that chimps have. They can literally just rip a person's arm clear off their body.
Okay, yeah. I
would venture that I could rip one of your arms off right now if I got... You know, it's all about the angle, man. You gotta get in there.
I'm not claiming to be as strong as a chimp.
You know how many chicken wings I've eaten in my life? I know how to twist those bones, baby.
Yeah, you would take like 30 minutes to do it.
I would like to see someone sanction this event.
They'll do it in Nevada.
I don't believe
$50,000 to the winner of...
Oh, Danny Bonaducci would sign on like this.
Do you think... You know, you take an MMA fighter, you think...
I'm telling you right now, man, do I get a weapon or is it just hand-to-hand? Wouldn't I be able to kick it? Can they jump? I guess they can jump.
They can do everything.
Yeah, they can jump now. Haven't you watched
a ninja movie before?
My whole plan was just as it's approaching me, just to kick it. And then they weigh like 6 pounds.
Holy shit. That's your brilliant strategy.
I mean, I'm just saying. Kick the shit out of it.
How did you lose your foot?
Get the hell out of here. I'm telling you, I could throw a chimpanzee into Fairfax County from here. I don't give a damn. Are you crazy?
Are we in Fairfax County?
Whatever the next county over is. I don't know.
I stepped into the chimp cage at the zoo. What was your plan?
I'll boot that shit.
I'm literally picturing him swinging his fucking replaced hip leg. The fucking monkey just jumping over his leg. And if I could have video of his face.
Look, here we go. You want to see the form? Here we go.
Oh, my God. And you realize the whole house
you
gotta
line
of
it up.
You got to
get, you gotta get in a stance.
Oh, my God.
You got to get in a stance. And then when it comes, you just give it the old blam.
Oh my God!
You would think that you would
see
actually
how fast that was. You didn't even see my foot. You didn't even see my foot move.
Holy shit! The monkey would literally climb up your leg.
You would think that
rip up boom. Your man tits.
People,
boom, boom.
People that have been around them or other animals for years and years would have come across like, oh, you know what you can do? You can just kick these things.
Yeah. Well, you know, we evolved beyond them, didn't we? So somebody at some point figured out how to take on the chimp just because you guys are fucking scared.
Oh,
there's
God.
Another F-bomb. Oh, his F-bomb's
well,
up. I'm pretty sure the show's down the shitter anyway.
I'll give it to you. I'll just give her an old episode.
Actually, they killed themselves off, too.
The chimpanzees.
The chimps?
Well, they're known for murdering.
Oh, they go to war. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, they go to fucking war and kill each other vendetta style, and you're going to fight this.
What class did I sleep through that chimpanzee wars?
You basically slept.
This is what you learn on the streets,
you
man.
You slept through the Discovery Channel.
Yeah.
Jesus. Dude, I watch. I'm all about Shark Week, man.
Oh,
you know,
my God.
They should have Chimp Week.
Yeah, look up Chimp Wars. They literally will chimp go wars. To war like other chimp tribes.
You guys understand my name is Natale Gagliardi, right? My ancestors are known for, you know, the Italian guy with the... What do you call that thing? Not the meat organ.
Yeah, somehow I understand that you're a
that
boy
organ.
With a girl's name.
There's a chimp attack 911 call. Do you want to play that?
Yes.
Well, can
yeah.
we wait, play? Can you? Yeah.
Head, give me that fucking spike, brother.
You better be signed in.
Hold on, man. That was just me doing Sling Blade. Don't know why.
You gotta plug it into the. You gotta plug it into the media. You gotta plug into the.
Yeah.
One second.
Chimpanzee beat my ass. You crazy, man.
This is just going to be a YouTube ad for 5 seconds at the beginning.
You send a chimpanzee.
Oh, are you like me? You have the crappy one with the fucking...
The
Yeah, you got now just the lightning adapter. Another reason that Apple screwed us. Yeah, I can't use the damn iPod plug-in now on this fucking board anymore.
You guys are fanboy idiots. Get rid of my headphone jack.
We're chimp
fanboys? So.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys are iPhone, you're Apple fanboys.
Okay, YouTube.com. Give me a second. What video am I looking up?
Just
look up John Papa
chimp
George's 911
call.
Chimp 911. Oh, there's chimp 911 video. Mm-hmm. All right, hold up. Let's do. Let me see. Chimp 911.
Who's listening?
3 million views.
Where's your emergency?
This is Sandy. 231 Rock Crimson Road.
What's the
police?
Get the hell out of here.
What's the problem there?
Jesus. Jesus. The board is shaking, man.
What's the problem with your friend?
Oh, my God.
What's
the
problem with your friend? I need to know.
Where's the police? With a gun.
Hurry
up. Where's the gun? Please, hurry up. He's killing my girlfriend.
What is the problem?
He's killing my friend.
Who's killing your friend?
My chimpanzee.
Oh, your chimpanzee is killing your friend.
Oh, chimpanzee is killing your friend.
He ripped her apart. Hurry up.
With a gun.
Hurry up, please.
There's someone on the way.
With guns, please,
you
shoot him.
What is the monkey doing?
Actually, we're going to need a pallet.
He's not a monkey, he's a chimp. I love she corrected him.
You got to be specific, man.
You got to be.
He ripped her face off.
Actually, go to the.
You want to bring it down?
Okay. Yeah, I think
how
I.
Good that was.
We should probably add a disclaimer.
Oh, my God.
Did you ever hear the 911 call of the cop that ate brownies, pop brownies?
No, yeah. No.
It was a cop and his wife, wasn't it?
Yeah. He took it from the evidence room.
Really?
And then I guess he brought it home and they ended up eating them in, I don't know, an hour, a few minutes.
Okay. In fact, edibles are just horrifically potent.
I used to make brownies all the time, and I never knew how much to eat.
Like, very, very little.
Well, I mean...
emergency? Yeah, can you please send rescue?
This guy's dying.
I think I'm having an overdose at his store with my wife.
Oh,
okay, you and your wife?
Stupid.
Yes.
Overdose of what?
Marijuana. Oops. But I don't know if it had something in it.
Whoopsie.
Okay.
Can you please send rescue?
Okay, how
this guy's
old are
a
you?
Cop.
I'm 28, 29 years old.
My head hurts. Animal. My head hurts from the chimp. Oh, my head hurts so bad from the chimp.
It's too much.
I have not felt that joy in years.
It's too much.
Oh, my God.
It's just way too much.
Oh, my God. Oh, she sounded just like my mom. That's what made it so great.
Oh, my gosh.
My mom was obsessed with chimps. I guess, like, that's where I got the gorilla thing. She loved chimps. Oh, she loved her a chimp, man, so much.
Really?
Yeah, she was like, I always thought, like, if I were in the wild, I could, like, befriend a chimp.
She said that.
See, she's not scared. Are you ashamed of that? Your mom's trying to befriend chimps, and you're over here.
I don't know what. I don't know which is more dangerous, trying to befriend a chimp or, in case of emergency, kick a chimp.
I see. My mom would go in with such like gentle good-heartedness that I think the chimps would
they would sense it.
Yeah. Like,
you know what? She could be right. She could be fine for even a few years. Like, and one day.
Yeah, that's true. Like, one day she gets, like, the alpha pissed or something.
She doesn't give it its food on time.
Like, you know, you have to think, like, in the Holocaust days, like, once in a while they would come across, like, just some, like, really jovial, retarded guy.
Whoa.
And, like, they would just take a shining to him. You know, like, they'd keep him around the camp.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Just, like, the same way that the chimpanzees would attack my mom. They would just be like, there's just such benevolence coming off of this.
You have jumped the rails.
That's true, yeah. My head hurts so bad from that laughing.
Jumped the shark.
I think I popped a vein.
What is jumped the shark mean exactly?
That means is that a film term? when a show has become stale.
It doesn't mean when it got bad, but it's had its peak.
And it's not getting any better. It comes from the Happy Days series. At one point, I don't know. It's like
Fonzie jumps up. Yeah, that's right.
Jumps the shark.
The sixth season.
Yeah,
he does some kind of
It's usually when. Either something like that is going on, stunts, or they bring in a baby or twins or...
Oh, God. In the case of Married with Children, where did they stop?
What'd they do?
Oh, God. Peggy, they had... Was the kid named Seven or something?
What?
They had, like, the little blonde hayseed kid came in for several years. They rotated. I mean, the joke is, God, shit, the second reference to Ted McGinley this episode... But the joke was that whenever Ted McGinley came on a show, he was a sign that shit had jumped the shark.
Right.
but he was even brought in on Mad Men, so you can't count that.
Oh, he was.
Yeah. But he came in as Marcy Darcy's second husband.
That's right.
And what the hell else did we have that was... I mean, even I tapped out on that show after a while, and I adored it. Yeah. That might be one of the first shows, actually. I was old enough to be like, boy, this got shitty, and kind of quit on.
Married with Children, yeah.
Yeah, because did I love it as a kid, man.
It was fun. I mean, that was one of those shows that, for most of it, I wasn't allowed to watch it when I was a little kid. And then,
oh, yeah, no, I had to go to the mattress to watch that shit.
Like, oh,
yeah.
Man, this is hilarious.
Here's a question for you guys, and this is also for the listeners, especially the female listeners. So put on your catty suits.
You're not going to want to use the plural there.
Yeah,
the one.
Yeah.
The one.
Sarah Beth Chambers, this is for you on your birthday. Do you think Christina Applegate had a lot of facial surgery? Because my mom always contended she thought she had like mad surgery after Married with Children. I kind of thought she just had like different hair and makeup and stuff.
I'm more interested in the conversations that you have with your mother.
So after she tells me she'd be Lord of the Chimpanzees and I talk about, you know, intellectually impaired people during the Holocaust.
Just double down.
Yeah, we go on to talking about which celebs have had surgery. No, she was always a big believer. She was like,
she's had work.
A big believer.
I mean, she was convinced she had like a new face.
She's an apostle of sorts.
Yeah. She's at work.
Well, okay, now, sure. For God's sake, she's got new boobs, man.
Oh.
Like, she had to get them lopped off.
Yeah, she's had some
I don't know that it's definitive that she's had work. I mean, I think maybe some Botox. I mean, there's no wrinkles. I don't see any overt signs of like.
Let's have her call in.
Any sort of like nip tucks.
Well, you know who's aged perfectly? David Faustino. That's Grandmaster B himself. Yikes. Yeah.
I think if jumping the shark is a term for a TV show getting stale, what is it? What is it for a podcast? Are we goatseeing the podcast?
It's called Papa's Basement, episode 200.
Don't goatsee the pod.
Actually, Faustino's aged pretty well.
Yeah, those Italians. They kind of hold it together.
I mean, you know,
I guess
they say,
you take after your Polish mom.
Olive don't crack. Yeah. Like, what rhymes with olive? Nothing.
I don't know. I've heard Asian don't raisin.
Asian don't raisin.
Black, yeah.
Black, Asian don't sick. Raisin. Black don't crack.
Mm-hmm. Whites age like dog shit. What's the other one?
Generally speaking, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I tell you what, Hispanic folks age really well.
You know who doesn't?
Do you disagree?
I would debate you.
Do you
on
know
that
what
front.
Doesn't eat, that does keep you looking young?
What?
And I'm totally serious when I say this.
Okay.
Heroin.
It keeps you away from carbs. Yeah.
Well, you know, I learned that when I was in treatment
for heroin.
No, well, no. But one of the guys that drove us from the rehab mm-hmm. to the meetings. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what his name was. It was like Eddie. And someone said, like, one time, they're like, how old are you? And he's like, 52. Mm-hmm. And they're like, what? And they're like, I thought you were like in your mid 30s. And he said it. And then a couple other people said as much that somehow heroin keeps you, your skin from aging.
Food for thought.
I'm not going to lie to you. I've seen many people that I think were.
I mean, Iggy Pop's still got some great. Sure, yeah, he's got some great muscular definition.
I mean, I'll tell you right now, wasn't. I mean, look, I don't. All jokes aside, wasn't Philip Seymour Hoffman using it for like years, apparently?
That
nobody
is
knew.
True.
He did. He that guy didn't. I mean, he didn't look like he aged much.
No, he always looked 50.
He, yeah, he kind of always, like, yeah, yeah. He almost always looked the same. So maybe there is some truth to that. I don't know.
I do know that if you go into like an extremely reduced caloric diet, that is, honest to God, the only thing that they have proven slows down aging, to eat something like 600 calories a day. And I mean, you'll look like shit, kind of like you're very petite, shall we say, but they say that digestion by far is the hardest thing that the human body does.
Yeah.
Like, it's just incredibly taxing. And if you kind of take it out of the equation, you look like way younger for it.
Well, I don't know. People routinely ask me if I'm in my mid 40s and I'm 38. So mm-hmm. I don't know. I do eat a lot. I don't know what that says.
And
I guess I'm making your point.
A lot of heroin.
Yeah.
600.
Are they asking your age because they want to know if you're too old to fight the monkey?
I mean, I'll tell you right now, I'll kick a monkey's ass. I'll kick a chimpanzee right in the face. Yeah. I don't care. I mean, if I'm not for fun. I got no beef with chimpanzees.
Someone,
you should come at me, bro. You know, and I'll put you down. That's how it goes. I don't play.
Someone make the Patreon.
Well, we don't need. I mean,
buy us a chimpanzee. I don't care how black the market is. Give me that chimpanzee.
Give me a weapon. Give me.
I will let him loose in this studio. Oh God! Finally, our viral video. Finally,
you really don't think you could get your hands on a chimpanzee and just, even if it's biting you, you could just pull it off and smash it?
Do
on the
you
ground?
Know the flexibility of? You're one of those dudes. Look me dead in the eye right now. Look me dead in the eye.
I'd rather not.
If you were on one of the 9/11 planes, would you have stopped it?
Oh Jesus, that's a.
Okay.
I mean, look. So here's the thing, right?
Alrighty.
Nobody. I mean,
all right, Mark Wahlberg, go on.
No, I mean, that's the thing. I like to think that I would, but I mean, I'll tell you right now, that would be, that's real bravery, man, because that's terrifying. You know what I mean? Those guys are cutting throats and there's blood everywhere and, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. That's to go up against those guys. That's real courage, man. I like to think that I would, but I mean, I tell you right now, if one of those guys came at me, I'm not saying I would just sit there.
You'd
I mean, I would try to do something.
You would kick
Well, anybody would. I mean, anybody would. I kick, you know. But you're talking about a full-grown man as opposed to like a 17-pound, how much does a chimpanzee weigh?
Like 50, 60, 70 pounds.
50 pounds. You don't weigh 50 pounds.
All right, fact-checking Mike. Apparently you're on the phones today.
Well, yeah.
How much does a chimpanzee weigh? Like 70 pounds minimum.
Is a chimpanzee like a larger
probably
category?
Yeah, chimpanzees are like up to the bottoms of your ribs, dude. They would fuck you the hell up.
You said the monkey on Friends.
That's
average chimp is anywhere from 88 to 130 pounds.
That's problem.
I might have
I did
to
not
retract my,
I did not
my
that.
Heroin story. That was discussed on the bus and at the treatment center.
Uh-huh.
I have not been able to find any facts to back it up.
Very good. Very good. So those of you that are currently sticking a heroin needle in your arm for skincare purposes,
probably
take that one out.
Okay. Yeah.
It's keeping me younger.
Michael Johnson said,
Where does smack go on the food pyramid? Yeah.
Yeah. And eat 600 calories a day. 600 calories a day. I eat
something. Look up, like really reduced caloric diet. You'll see some people that have aged. I mean, it takes them forever to die. But at the same time, why you want to live like that? Not eating pizzas? No energy to kill a monkey.
Takes them forever to die? Or they? I thought we were just talking about cosmetically.
No, it's like all the above. I'm saying, they'll live like a really long
time. to chimpanzee super strength.
Okay.
Has finally been revealed.
Uh-huh.
What's super strength? Where have I been?
A new study on the power of chimpanzees has challenged a century of assumptions on the super strength of our primate cousins, finding their muscular performance is actually about 1.5 times greater than ours.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I guess this
greater
is
than yours, maybe.
I'm at
maximum output, son.
Mm-hmm.
There's
all right, Mac from Always Sunny.
But
can you tell how scared I was?
Yeah, they're on average 1.5 times stronger than us.
Okay.
What does that mean? Then us, 1.5 times stronger than my wife, 1.5 times stronger than me, 1.5 times stronger than Papa freaking
Goatsy.
I don't know. I still would not. I'm staying clear of any chimp that I see.
Well, just to be clear, I don't know that you're in any danger of just bumping into a chimp, you know, at the gas station. So I wouldn't worry about it.
Did you ever see my Kiora answer about surviving gorilla attacks?
Yes, I did. This is like where this brilliant man puts his fucking creative energies into these stupid Kiora questions.
What is Kiora? Was it like a subreddit or something?
It's some website he does that, like, I don't know, explain it.
It's a website where people go and you just ask questions to the audience on the website and people answer it. And I use it as a creative writing exercise.
Yeah, he goes nuts with it. By the way, Eva's listening too. Hi, Eva. Eva's very
Eva
sick.
Crickshin.
Eva made the foolish mistake of spending time with her nieces.
Well, because, you know, maybe somebody named Joe tagged her in a post about the podcast.
Because
that's how marketing works. John Papa don't know how to market my own shit.
Whatever, man. Whatever. That's just like your opinion.
No, but let's name everything improv related after you. Let's do that. Let's call the new movement.
Oh, he's getting sore. I jokingly, because we're abandoning for our improv events, we were branding it under that unified scene banner, the name of Sean's theater, our buddy Sean Westfall, who's gone now.
Just a unified community.
We wanted to, and we've decided to scrap that. Because
nobody responded. Very few people responded.
I jokingly suggested that, like, why don't we just call it, like, Papa's Basement Prov featuring John Papa Giorgio and the John Papa Giorgio players as selected by John Papa Giorgio. Yeah. And like our friend Dawn, who's kind of the third, the third spoke on this triangle. That's an expression.
There you go.
Was like, you know, there's something to be said for branding it. Like, you have this social media presence and you've got years worth of website traction. And I'm like,
well,
why don't we do that?
You did,
and
you
fucking mind.
That's wrong order.
Okay, go on.
You said, why don't we call it Papa's Basement featuring John Papa Giorgio and the Papa Giorgio players, hand selected by John Papa Giorgio.
Yeah.
And I went, fucking no, over my dead body. Immediately.
Yeah.
No way that's going to happen. And then Dawn comes in and goes, well, there might be, he kind of has a point. There's already subscribers and the algorithm and blah, blah, blah. And I just, you know, I just laid my head down and tried to make it go away, and then I woke up and it was a reality. So I guess now it's going to be
the. Was this at the? Was this at your house during the cookout this weekend?
No, this was like mere hours ago.
Oh,
We've been group texting. This is all I do with my.
We
life.
Were just talking before you arrived that whoever's coattails you can ride on.
Just do the fuck out of it, man.
I'm not a scared. I don't need to have my name on it. I don't mind being second fiddle, but at the same time. Papa's basement is awfully close to Penthouse basement, which is another.
Oh, you mean the thing that I've had for 12 years now? Fucking bring it. There's also like Hannah's basement in the city. I'll take on all the basements. I'm the fucking first basement.
You were nothing till Michael Johnson showed up.
That's true of everyone.
This show was in the basement till Michael Johnson showed up.
Fucking Jesus and God themselves would say that about Michael Johnson. They would say, really? What these billions of years before we made him? What was the point? Why don't we just start here?
We're going to water our lawn. So that even God is jealous. Remember that? Black Velvet Doozy?
I'm going to kiss his feet.
So that even God is jealous.
I'm going to be discreet.
Of our lawn.
Michael Johnson's my treat to the world. My name is God.
If chimpanzees are such superhumans, why are we not harnessing their power for such menial tasks as
PETA?
Like lifting and...
Yeah, sons of bitches at PETA.
We were trying to get them in movies, them and orangutans. And
Can you imagine those fucking 70s wire fu kung fu movies with chimpanzees?
Can you imagine Any Way But Loose with Clint Eastwood without an orangutan?
Yeah.
I mean, what is these PETA, what is PETA's people, PETA's people's problem? It's hard to say. Say that 12 times fast.
They don't want these monkeys making money. It's disgusting.
What is their problem with animals in movies? Because I'm going to tell you right now, my dog, I give my dog flea and tick medicine. I don't give my son shit. He just gets fleas and ticks.
It's a,
you know, my dog has a way better life than.
It's an unnatural environment.
It's an unnatural environment?
And they don't choose to be there.
To be in a movie
Well, you
set?
Know what's unnatural for humans?
They probably eat like a king.
Yeah, like we weren't built to shit on a magic seat that then took the poo-poo in a water tube away from us.
Always back
but
to the
I
poop.
Love it.
Always back to the
but
poop
I love
you.
Living there. I know. Go back to what works, man. Fucking, you know, like you fourth, would... just fucking 4-3 defense. Slam the
buckles.
Just make it happen, you know? No, it's incredible. Like, why don't we just let these animals have their best life? Instead of trying to keep them in the jungle, why don't you think like these monkeys wouldn't want to have like scythes taped to their hands, fight each other to the death, but the winners live like kings?
How are you going to you just got done telling me the chimpanzees are like mass murdering superhumans. You're going to tape a scythe to a chimpanzee's hand?
You
idiot?
Knock them out.
How are you going to do that?
You knock them out.
Oh, hey, Mr. Joe, knock them out. I'm going to tie a deadly weapon. He goes,
no.
I know that this is also chimpanzee talk.
Yeah.
But do you want to do the segment with Adam? Because he was texting.
Adam Stanzionzies.
Oh, that Adam?
Oh, I mean, this has been a completely random episode. Adam so Stanzion. Why the hell don't we have a caller?
We're gonna try a new segment.
Michael, introduce this segment.
This is called Make Adam's Therapist Laugh.
Okay.
So what we're gonna do is
Adam is a guy that you've known forever. We met him through the stand-up class. That
he is a budding comedian and storyteller.
He is.
He'll be at Story District their October 6th show.
Oh yeah, he's
it's
now.
It's a pretty amazing story. I've actually heard it.
Okay,
but
it ends with him killing the chimpanzee.
It does. He kicks it to death. but so we had an idea that we're going to try, in that Adam's going to call in this week with a few jokes that he wants to try on his therapist. He said he always tries to make his therapist laugh because his therapist never laughs.
Do we pick the joke?
We're gonna help him pick one that he's gonna slip into his session.
Okay,
and then he's gonna call back with the results.
Okay,
nice. There you go.
All right, so I need.
I'm
the
picturing
number.
His therapist as a chimpanzee dressed as Sigmund Freud. Just that.
You know, just I am not going to describe him.
Okay.
So
I have
what,
a
what is the number?
The number is. You know what? I'll put it on the phone because we have two people listening, but they're both assholes, and they would call in instead of Adam. I know it. I'm kidding. I love
you. Are you texting an Adam?
No, I'm holding it up for you right now.
Okay. So should I repeat it?
190.
I just texted to Adam.
Okay. Okay.
You got it?
Yep.
We're good? All right. All right.
Did you ever do that old gag when somebody asks you what your phone number is? You say, all right, I'll give you the area code first. 9-91-11-17. Get it?
Mm-hmm. 911. I got it. It was 911.
Don't do that. You get people in trouble.
Do you know what we'd be calling when you fought the chimpanzee and it ripped you off at the foot?
Yeah, you'd be calling it a dead chimpanzee with a
Joey's
Under Armour heel stomp on its throat.
Okay, what?
This reminds me of an argument I got into.
I'm not saying I wouldn't get
bloodied. When I was a kid about whether... I could dodge a bazooka or not.
Okay, yeah.
You can dodge a wrench.
Side of this fence did you ultimately land on?
Actually, it was my friend that said he could dodge a bazooka missile.
Wow,
and,
okay.
We said he couldn't, but I now think he might be right. You could dodge a bazooka.
You're telling me, so he's standing flat-footed.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure World War II would have gone a little differently.
And an RPG is just fired at him.
Yeah. Could you? I mean, you could dodge the physical missile, right? If it was,
I mean, it would be.
You?
It would certainly be. I mean, I don't know the velocity. I mean, I know the velocity of a bullet is like you're not dodging a bullet. I'll tell you that right now.
Okay, could you dodge a baseball hurled properly at you? No, I mean, bazookas.
I don't know. I could dodge a bag of Doritos if you toss it to me.
We were also getting.
Why would you have
dodged? We were also getting our information from Arnold Schwarzenegger's
in Commando.
I mean, if you looked up and you were like, shit, that guy's got a bazooka, I suppose if at the moment he fired it, I shouldn't assume it's a he, pardon me, at the moment they fired it,
uh-huh.
They're not,
you
they're,
could, if you don't, I don't
they're,
know.
They're not aiming to hit you, though, with the missile.
Well, no, it's an area effect.
That's weapon. What we're talking, though, the physical missile.
Unless you're a tank. No, so what I'm saying is you would not be able to, in this order, you would not be able to go, look, that guy has a bazooka. Look, that guy just fired the bazooka.
Maybe.
I'm going to dodge the projectile that just came out of that bazooka. There's no way that's going to happen because that happens in like 0.001
there
seconds.
There is a documentary.
Is it really fast?
Yeah, it's extremely fast. I mean, it's a rocket.
There's a documentary on hackers.
Yes, we won.
Starring Keanu Reeves that came out like 20 years ago, and he dodged bullets at the end of that. So
well,
it can
you know,
be done.
I'm a, I don't know, what can I say? Mm-hmm. I mean, are you claiming to be like the humanity's lead IT guy? Is that basically what he was?
Yeah,
he was
really
like the ultimate help desk guy. He went to like the main help desk and tried to like, I don't know, reboot humanity.
Oh, I think we have a caller. Let's see how I take this.
We're done with bazooka talk.
You don't know what you're doing.
Do we have a caller? Caller?
Hi.
Stan Thien.
First time, long time.
Hey-o!
Oh, Adam Stans. Hey. What is up, buddy?
Hey, fellas. What's going on?
Oh,
We are busy discussing whether. Okay, Adam, this is a very important question.
Okay.
Mono e mono, alone in a ring, we drop a chimpanzee. Are you killing the chimpanzee, or is the chimp gonna kill you? Just fisticuffs.
I think it's gonna be you to kill me.
Okay.
Get the.
That's
heck
a. That is what a smart, fudge. Educated lawyer brain
you
says.
Yeah, there that's a go. Smart, educated lawyer. No offense, Adam Calzone. I love you, buddy. But I'm just saying, I'm a trained killer, man. I'm a United States Marine. I was a communications officer, man. I'll bash it over the head with a laptop. You know?
I forgot. I'm I forgot. Saying. We got Joey Hard Knocks,
you know,
in studio.
Joey Ram. Just call me Rambo. Oh.
Oh.
Figure four chokehold.
All right, so Adam's, Michael, you explained about Adam.
All right. Yeah. Hello, Adam. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So we explained the premise of this segment. You're going to give us a few jokes that you're going to try to slip into therapy, and we're going to try to help you narrow it down to one. And then when you have your – when's your therapist appointment? This Monday?
This Monday, yeah.
And then you're going to, you can call us back on Wednesday with, let us know how it went. And I guess, you know, if you get cocky and maybe you get one joke to go, like, feel free to slip in a few more. Remember, it's not about you getting better. It's about creating funny content for this show.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is totally worth my time and money to pay
right.
for therapy. Yeah.
You're using insurance, right?
Are
you paying out of pocket?
That's a personal
slash and scale.
Out of pocket.
Oh,
it's awfully
oh okay, money isn't bags.
It?
All right.
Oh my God. That yeah. You want to ask about it? I mean, you got any questions about his wife too? Good God.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Is your wife in therapy
it's a personal
too?
Personal
yeah.
No. All right. So do you have a few that you want to run by us?
Now, this one isn't very timely.
Okay.
It's already happened.
Okay.
It's not timely for many reasons, but I'm gonna go with this. I don't know how I crowbar this one in. I've actually talked to him about this before and said this, but I, around Thanksgiving, I had hernia surgery.
Uh-huh.
And I did talk about it because I was kind of nervous. But I mentioned, like I said, I paid out of pocket for therapy. So I said I was, looking online at the surgeons my insurance offered. But then I found a Black Friday sale. 25% off umbilical hernia surgery. But the only catch was I had to use Michael Jackson's doctor. So.
So not only is the event dated, but the
yeah.
joke is about 10 years old.
Yeah.
But I figured, he's going to try really hard.
The premise being that he would overprescribe pain medication, perhaps? Is that the... I mean, that's ultimately...
No, that he was cheap because he accidentally killed Mike Jackson. I think it's the present.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right, let's move on.
Yeah.
You know what? I mean, it could still be fun to use a joke that won't work.
Yeah, that could.
Yeah.
That might get you there. That might get you.
I don't
say,
know.
I did say that one to him in real life, and he did laugh.
Oh, you did do it.
Yeah.
Okay. So are you gonna have like reused material?
You gonna try the same joke again?
He's trying to build a five, okay?
I'm like the Jackie Martling of therapy.
The Jackie Martling, nice.
All right. So, I don't drink anymore, and sometimes we talk about that. So, I think of saying, you know, my relationship to alcohol is like Superman's relationship to kryptonite. It's Superman loved kryptonite. But then I was like, oh, I can't really compare myself to Superman. I can't beat up a chimpanzee or anything like that.
Yeah, you're not Joe Gagliardi.
I mean,
so I said maybe I was more like Paula Deen in relationship to butter.
Okay.
We both love the certain thing, but you know, it's got serious consequences for us. Like for her,
there's something else she loved that had serious consequences.
Yeah.
Well,
subtly racial
diabetes and moderate racism. And for me, it caused waking up in a field with no recollection of how I got there. Sad that I didn't know where my car was. Uh-huh. Happy that there was a farm for tiny horses.
All right. What else you got, damn it?
The chimpanzee killed him.
Yeah, okay. What about Hitler?
Okay, now.
Well, all right.
Thank God. All right. Okay, now. We're
just Hitler. That's the joke.
I was talking to my friend. I was like, you don't have the name Hitler anymore as a last name. And I was like, you never hear, I got to get in touch with my life insurance guy, Gary Hitler.
Okay, that's our winner.
Now we're getting somewhere. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I've never known anybody named. Is there anybody on planet Earth?
It's so horrible they can retire a last name on their own.
Well, I think sometimes you just don't want to be overshadowed. Like, no one's named Cher. Nice. You know, like, you kind of.
Get you.
Yeah, you just.
All right, so what do we say? We can go with the last one?
Go with Hitler. Yeah.
Go with the Hitler one, yeah.
Okay.
Not the first time I've said that this week.
I'm gonna be interested in how you slip that into conversation.
Yeah. My garbage man's name was Hister.
I mean, I tell you right now, you want to make him laugh, walk in next appointment and be like, hey, how's everybody doing? Who's from out of town? Good to be here. Yeah. That'll get him for sure.
Yeah, a little, like, where are you from? 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bring a mic and a stand.
Just not to take up too much more of your time, because I know you got little kids to put to bed.
It's like Michael Jackson.
Just like Michael Jackson's doctor.
Oh dear God! Too soon.
Do
you have any other bits that you wanted to try out or what?
Are you still doing stand up, buddy, or no?
Not since.
Just with the therapist. Yeah. Take the shit out of yours, Gagliardi. Yeah.
Oh man.
No, not since the train wreck festival.
We'll get there, Pop. We'll get there.
We're gonna do another one of those.
All right. Well, then you can call back.
Let us know next week how Hitler does.
Yeah.
I will.
All right, Stanzione.
Adam, buddy.
God be with you and your Hitler
joke. Take it easy, man. Thanks for calling.
All right, man. All right. We'll talk to you.
All right. Bye, con Dios.
There. Okay. You know what we determined? The intellectually brave and well-versed know where they would fall in a chimpanzee fight. It'd be on the mat. It'd be Dunskies.
I mean,
do you really think you could?
I'm not saying I wouldn't get bloodied. And anybody that knows me knows that. Believe I'm not Mr. Macho Man. Like, beat his ass, bro. It's not me. I'm just saying the idea that a chimpanzee would get remotely close to ripping my face off is absurd. Because as soon as it gets anywhere, you're gonna grab it and you just smash into the ground. I mean, you don't think I could pull a chimpanzee off of me? Is what you're saying? I maybe you're right. I don't know. That's 130 pounds.
They have arms like pythons.
You know what? There's a good chance he goes after your balls first.
Now that I would have concerns about.
Yeah. He would just rip out your testicles.
Or they go after your appendages, like your hands and your feet.
Yeah, they would just bite off half your hand. Like a moon pie.
You know what? Is it a little bit insulting here? Has anybody asked, what's Joey going to go after? I'll rip that chimp's balls off and throw him in a dumpster.
Girl chimp, you dumb fucker.
Well, then, you know, man, I'll...
You know what? We've been fighting a long time for equal opportunity among female chimps to wrestle humans.
That's pretty terrible, man.
He has a plan for that, too. He would suck its tits till it fell in love with him.
Oh, God. You're an animal.
All right. Can I get... I know we're still on chimp talk, but...
Yeah. Sorry. Don't derail us.
I do have a phenomenon that I wanted to talk about.
chimpanzee tit sucking?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
and that's our show.
I'm sorry. I want to explore what else he could have stopped.
You know what? I don't want to stop you, so go ahead.
Okay, I'm just going to say real fast. November 22nd, 1963, you're in Dealey Plaza. Does Kennedy die or no?
What do you think I'm, I mean, what are you asking me there?
Like you're paying attention to the surroundings. You see the glint of a scope in the distance. Are you like, Mr. President? And like, you alert him and you save the day or
but
what?
But no one did.
But this guy could have.
Well.
What, you mean if he was just there?
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now.
There, he would have.
I'm not, no offense to anybody that planned that. I wouldn't
no
have.
No offense to the planners of the assassination of JFK.
No.
Any lines.
No, not the planners.
For a second, I was going to kick this guy's ass.
The people that came up with the route, man.
Ivan,
I wouldn't have had an urban environment. I wouldn't have had a turn where you make like a 90-degree turn and slow down to like 3 miles an hour. And then, you know, I wouldn't have done that. I mean, I feel like that was a big oversight, right?
They have since looked back and realized that that was a mistake.
The whole thing was. I just watched a thing the other day about the Kennedy assassination. It was a mess.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you really want to get down to brass tacks.
You got to watch
who did it. I mean, I'll tell you right now, it's you think it was Lee Harvey Oswald? I don't buy that for a second.
I don't know.
You ever shot a bolt-action weapon? It's insanely difficult.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Okay. December 7th, 1941.
Pearl Harbor?
Yeah.
Insanely difficult to shoot quickly, I should say. It's not hard to shoot.
How does that... How do you alter that?
How would I alter that?
Yeah, like if you are just in Pearl Harbor, but like it's you, and you're very ready for everything, would you have saved us from Pearl Harbor?
I'd have done like Ben Affleck in that movie and hopped in a random warplane and just, you know...
Oh, wait. How about what? It's like February 12th.
Are you
2012.
Uh-huh.
You're sitting on the edge of a bed at a Ramada Inn.
Okay. All right. And, been there.
Yeah.
There's a friend of yours that
am I doing heroin for skincare purposes?
That is going down on a Greek gentleman.
Uh-huh.
And you're watching the Disney Channel.
Okay. All right. That's awkward. That's a little weird.
Do you stop her or do you just let her keep going on this guy?
What's on the Disney Channel?
What was on the Disney Channel? Which is
a Waverly Place?
Is it Mary Poppins? Because I love
Which
Dick,
is
I
a Waverly
Dick,
Place?
Because I love Dick Van Dyke.
I was just trying to save this one girl. No,
yeah, yeah. Okay, here's a question: you, through some sort of like pocket time travel universe, or we'll go with the multiplicity. There's just a second one of you. You come home. And your wife, Priscilla, is making love to you.
Okay.
And it's just you. How would you fight you?
Fight me? I'm pulling up a chair, son.
Okay.
Critique the show. I'd be like, this guy knows what he's doing, man.
The only fight is with your zipper.
I'll be giving him the thumbs up in the corner like, hey, buddy, you're doing good.
Okay, so you are a man of peace as well as
wife. I'm just saying. What do you think? I'm going to beat my own ass?
Well, you know what? By that logic. Well, the other self, you having sex with your wife, would look and see you and stop and talk to you.
We'd be on the same page. Trust me. There'd be a lot of thumbs up and high five and going around that room. You know what I mean?
Okay.
The question is, if I went up and punched myself, would I feel it?
Oh. No. Oh, no, no, no. It's a separate entity.
Philosophy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's good times. You got any other dumb questions, Professor? Hypothetically.
Ford's Theater, 65, 1865.
I'm definitely not letting some
you're the bodyguard,
some actor groupie clown just, you know, run in and
okay. So the Great Emancipator would be alive.
Well, I'd be dead. I don't know. John Wilkes. Are you comparing John Wilkes Booth with a firearm to a chimpanzee?
Is that
the moral of the story? Because it's not the same, man.
I'm wanting the world to know how much safer we would be with an army of Joe Gagliardi's there.
That depends how. Depends like on what distraction
just need
is
to,
around.
Like to, the way they clone Boba Fett to make all the stormtroopers. Like we just need to make stormtroopers with admittedly relaxed fit chest plates, and we would be set.
I mean, there's a number of qualifiers here. Does Joey have or not have ADD medication? Because that's going to be problematic if he doesn't.
Everyone's on it. You know what? They fixed it when they cloned you.
You're going to have to. No, that's not. Well, that takes away all my charm because then I'm less of the circus and more like, you know.
All right. Well, okay. I feel we figured everything out here.
I guess. I want to hear about the phenomenon that Michael Johnson.
The phenomenon, you're right. I completely.
It's a phenomenon.
Sir.
He didn't just say, I have an idea. I have a phenomenon.
I sat on your egg and claimed that bird. Let's.
Does it involve some sort of color in the word velvet? Is it?
Yeah. Let's hear what you got, man.
So my brother was telling me that a coworker of his from Canada, which actually comes into this a little bit later.
Okay.
Canada. Shout out.
Was telling him about the birth of his child. And what happened was this guy came home from work one day and he opened the door to find his wife holding a baby and looking like and trembling and shaking.
Like she just was pregnant and then just
and didn't know it.
And get the fuck. Is she a big fat fatty?
No. Jeez. He actually met her.
Okay.
He's like she's a normal sized woman.
Okay.
And
so, is she of the intelligence level of the person I talked about in the camps earlier?
No, but the thing is, yeah, I had the same questions. Like when I was talking to him, I was like, so he said that this woman just, you know, thought she was getting sick and then had stomach pains and eventually like at some point started a bath and had a baby. I guess she figured out that she was having a baby. So which to me, the part that I found fascinating is to, you know, wake up.
We haven't gotten there yet.
is to wake up one morning and think, you know, your whole day in life is changed.
Yeah.
I don't know how long it took her to have a baby, but like within the
9
course
months
of, like,
probably
a, like, no, within the course of an afternoon. So then I started Googling it.
Okay.
And the first article,
dumb mother syndrome.
The first article I came across was Canadian woman who didn't know she was pregnant gives birth on flight to Japan. And apparently this is a phenomenon. Apparently, maybe it's a
Canadian women aren't bright. Yeah.
Well, no, actually, there were numerous news stories of women not knowing that they were pregnant.
I've seen it, but it's almost always like a big fat woman. And they're like, oh, I've just been eating poorly the last few months. And then, like, you know, they go and they think they're going to squeak out a gronker. I just made that up. Didn't work. But yeah, and then the baby flops out of their giner.
This is the part there that really made me laugh when I was reading this article. A healthy baby girl named Ada Guan and her boyfriend Wesley Branch, who were traveling from Calgary to Tokyo, Japan, when the mom-to-be went into labor at 36,000 feet above the Pacific Ocean. The boyfriend said, she told me, something fell out of me.
What?
I lifted up her pants and saw a head, and then I heard, wow. I thought, oh my God, I think we have a kid.
Good God. Something fell? Just fell out? I mean, I feel... Yeah.
Something fell out of me. Like,
isn't there water breaking and there's...
I don't know.
I feel like I mean, something... Labor pain? Like,
well, yeah, that's part of... that's actually been tried to... That's what people, you know, thousands of years ago tried to explain, like the birth, the pain of labor.
Yeah,
was explained in the Bible as punishment by God
to women.
Yeah, for eating the apple.
Yeah, the original sin. Eve.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was
you're checking if it's feeding or whatever.
No, just if the angle's not too high, like not too.
Oh, that's fine. I guess.
All right, you can see us. I was hoping to avoid.
For those of you listening at home, we're concerned about the.
We're doing some live camera work right now.
Trying to work in the live socials. You know, one of us is anyway.
Yeah, no, my marketing guy Joe Gagliardi,
the king of the chimps.
I'm actually not saying anything. I was just telling you. Here, flip around my Facebook, man. See what's going on.
Nailed it.
You got it.
Yeah. You don't know how to spell my goddamn name. That's what it is, isn't it?
What? No, I'm on Gagliardi. I don't see any Facebook live video. I see a YouTube thing.
Did I put it on? Did I really put it under the wrong Facebook? I'm such an idiot.
Are you on? What do you have? Your two profiles? You got the Natalie, and then
Natalie Joseph.
And then one is like Joey de Sizzla.
Joey de Comedian.
Joey de Comedian. God, when are they going to have you on to Def Jam?
Safari cannot open page because the address is invalid. That's always good.
Whatever.
That's what you want to see.
Whatever.
Thanks, Zuckerberg, you little turd.
Yeah.
You little freaking turd burglar.
I admire you. Yeah, we should do live Facebook stuff from now on.
Well, you know, I'm trying to...
You're trying, man. I appreciate it.
Trying to build your brand.
I appreciate that. I was trying to get you a Nintendo Switch, so that's how that works.
And yet, I'm not playing Mario Kart.
No, you're not, but give it a minute.
Am I?
Give it a minute. I'm going to buy that thing for you, and fuck, I'll lord it over your head.
You know? I mean, that's the whole thing.
I'll be cashing in on favors.
I want you to be my Christian Grey. You know what I'm saying?
What is that? The one that fucks in that book?
Isn't that the 50 Shades guy?
Yeah, I figured.
Why do I know his name, you ask? Because I was watching that shit the other night. That's a pretty good goddamn movie.
What?
You ever see that shit? It gets, I don't know, it was like the second or third one. It's like a thriller, man. It's like he's got all this, he's got
like
this
with
other.
With zombies?
I don't know if you want to call these BDSM, you know, BDSM lady zombies. I mean, he's got like this whole, I don't know.
Didn't like my joke.
Maybe I didn't get it.
Michael Jackson.
Oh. It's a swing and a miss.
Okay.
You know, all right. It's all right.
Just like your kick at that chimpanzee.
I'll tell you right now. if you mean impacting my foot in its jawline, get the hell out of here.
You're fucking describing like you'd be delivering a fucking Mortal Kombat fatality.
I would. It would be the worst day in a chimp's life.
Oh, my God. This chimp would be shoving your Orioles hat up your ass in 3 seconds, man.
You know what I did with it? You know what? Did I have the wrong camera on the friggin' Facebook? Hi, guys. All these people are better watching.
Are they just watching the other studio?
Pete Bergen. Hey, Pete Bergen is watching live. PDBs.
Why, Pete?
I got the wrong GD camera on here. Look, there's Michael Johnson. Where's the switch to the cameras? Oh, there he is. Oh, and my headphone jack.
This just a bunch of O's and hooting and hollering. The chimpanzees won.
This is called Marketing 101.
Mmm. All right. That's the show. No.
Come on. That's our show.
Do we have to do more?
What's the phenomenon? Is that the only phenomenon? The baby dropped out?
Was that the bit you wanted to talk about? The baby falling out?
I thought it was interesting, but I guess not.
No, I mean
it's interesting.
It's incredibly messed up that I can't believe someone could be pregnant and then not be aware of it. Like, that blows. You stop. Okay. I'm not Adam Stanzione level schooled here, but you stop having your period 9 months for starters.
Right. Oh, I don't know. There's a title here, Woman with Kidney Stones Didn't Know She Was Pregnant with Triplets.
Triplets. Yes. And what she follows Papa Giorgio's golden rule of these incidents. Would you describe this woman as
Mama? I just had a baby. Greensboro woman didn't know she was pregnant.
Yeah,
she's
Zaftig, she's cherubic, however you want to put it.
CafeMom.com, I didn't know I was pregnant minutes before I gave birth.
Wait,
these women look like Gagliardi in the wind.
Wait, a full term
baby?
These are
babies.
A full term, a 9 month, a 30?
Yes.
I don't, how is that remotely
Apparently
possible?
It happens.
It just blows my mind.
They just fall out of your vagina.
I know that part of how birth works, yeah. I don't get it, man. If there are women who want to text me right now or tweet or whatever the hell, I don't get how that works, man.
Yeah.
Like, you are pregnant, your boobs get bigger, you get that weird happy trail, your areolars get like 3 shades darker.
Areolars?
Yeah.
What's an areolar?
Areola. That's the area around the nipple where the darkness is.
You think that's why it's called areola? Because of the area around the nipple? Is that what you
Maybe,
think?
Sure.
Is that your theory?
Yeah, why not? Yes, and.
Okay. That's
yeah.
Cool. You want to zop on that or what?
No, I'm good.
Heighten zop it. On heighten this. It. Heighten it.
It's a nipple.
Yeah.
Heighten it.
It's a nipper.
It's a uterus. It's you.
What?
Uterus.
Oh.
I tried to heighten in your absence, man.
You're giving him nothing.
I don't even know what you're talking
Total
about.
Total denial. Well, nobody does at this point.
Yeah.
You know?
It's okay.
It's hour three of Papa's, man. Nobody knows.
Yeah, anything. Yeah. The third hour is the wild hour. That's when we go nuts. No, I'm trying to think what the hell else. I don't have much of note to get to, man. I'm pretty much done with what I had. You've just shaken my foundations.
You mentioned starting the NFL season tomorrow. Aren't you like Mr. NFL? You're like all about it?
Yeah, hell yeah. That's why we're doing the podcast tonight instead of tomorrow. Yeah. I had initially booked Thursday, and then I was like, I have made a grievous error, sirs.
I love, by the way, how improv practices went from Sunday afternoon, which Papa's primary beef was, well, it's NFL season. I'm not doing anything on Sunday afternoons watching football.
Yeah.
Guess what day of the week practice is now? Thursday night. Boom. Nailed it.
I don't care. I don't, like, as long as Thursday night games are bullshit, except for week one. Like, even by week two, I don't care. Thursday night is garbage. Monday night football, what they did to Monday night football once they made that Sunday night game, that's a fucking tragedy.
I like the Sunday night game. What do you mean?
No, the Sunday night game is great, but like the Sunday night game 15 years ago was just some piece of shit throwaway on ESPN.
Oh.
You know, it'd be like the Cardinals playing the Cardinals or something. Just, that's fucking.
An inter-squad game.
The Cardinals, yeah. The Cardinals playing 12 or 11 chimpanzees.
Oh, I don't watch that.
Would you watch that? Would you watch that?
Yeah.
I would
fucking,
watch
you know
that.
Who'd beat them? Kurt Warner. Fucking Kurt Warner. Kurt take Warner on be as many chimps as you want.
Why is the chimpanzee, if they're such superhumans, why is the chimpanzee not a mascot, like a wildcat or a panther?
Because we're
why
unoriginal.
Is there no, like, why is it not like Fairfax High School chimpanzees?
Because we're
like,
stupid. Why aren't there rhinos for mascots? I would go for an eel. Give me a cobra. All we've got is Cobra Kai.
Yeah, there's no cobras, is there?
No. Fuck, we have five ways to say the red man as a mascot, but we can't have a fucking cobra?
I'd take a cobra. Cobras,
we barely
cobras
have
bad.
Sharks.
Yeah, the Vipers.
Sharks are deadly as shit.
Do you know the DC XFL team's name?
No.
The DC Defenders? Terrible. Mm.
What?
Terrible.
The fuck the
terrible.
DC Defenders?
The DC Defenders, yeah. So coming to a Verizon Center, whatever the hell it's called now. No,
you're
guess,
just
no,
setting
it's not
yourself
centers.
Up for a lifetime of garbage headlines when your defense sucks.
Defense.
That's true.
It's Defenders? Terrible. Question mark?
Well, they're only going to be one season.
Oh, yeah, of course. Who the fuck? I mean, I don't want anything. I'll dabble. I don't even do that much college ball because I grew up in D.C. when the Redskins were good. So that's all the fuck I needed. But where are you going, Michael? Are you making a wee-wee?
Chimpanzee.
Oh, Michael's pregnant. Michael's pregnant. He's not going to shut the
thank God.
Slam that door, sir.
Thank God that douche nozzle's gone.
Yeah, now the sparks are really flat.
Now let's really
how
get into
do
it.
You, how are you tying your headphone cord around the mic like a baby with its umbilical cord? I don't get it, man. You're blowing my mind. Oh, now you got the camera on me. You fucking, how are you participating on the show instead of holding the camera up like this is a World Star video? Just sit on the mic with me, brother. Come on.
World Star.
Yeah, World Star. That's what you would hear after that chimpanzee maimed the shit out of you. You would hear 50 chimpanzees saying World Star in whatever language the chimpies speak.
Oh, man.
You are
know.
Not beating a chimpanzee. I'm sorry. You are not.
I do what I have to do, man.
If you're watching this right now,
yeah.
Joe Gagliardi, for the majority of the episode, has maintained that in one-on-one combat,
yeah,
he, which I just pronounce as one-in-one combat, one-on-one combat,
yeah,
he could take out a
yeah.
chimpanzee.
Full grown. Yeah.
And I have countered with the fact that chimpanzee would rip Christ knows what appendages and facial features off of him.
I mean, I'm
and
not
that'd
saying,
be it.
No, but nobody's saying he wouldn't get a finger. I'm telling you right now, I'm walking away. You know?
No, he would, like, the way that Miyagi dealt with Cobra Kai, that is what would happen. That is what the chimpanzee would, you would be an afterthought, man. You would just be dealt with.
Didn't Cobra Kai lose in the end?
Yeah, Miyagi beat the shit out of him.
Yeah. So who's the chimp in that? I don't get your analogy. Who's the chimp? I'm Cobra Kai?
You're Cobra Kai. You're all
Cobra
Kai.
Oh, come on, man. I'm not like a surfer, blonde-haired, blue-eyed surfer.
You were until
dick.
You started overeating 3 weeks ago.
Cobra
you need
Kai.
To get back in the gym.
Well, I see a smoker, man. It's that
yeah.
It's that Traeger wood pellet smoker shout out. Boom. Keeping me fat and happy.
No, exactly like when Miyagi does this and then he like beeps the nose instead when he draws back his fist and then he clown honks the nose. The chimp would do that to you, but then he would just rip out your fucking nose. It would just be gone. And then he'd eat it in front of you. He'd eat it and he'd pass it.
You think so?
Yeah, you'd be sifting through its scat.
I don't know.
Like, oh, where's the bones of my nose? Because suddenly that's my Joe impression. Ow, I'm Joe Gagliardi. I sound exactly like Liberace, but... Michael Johnson, this is my Joe Gagliardi. Oh.
Have a seat, Michael Johnson, on the podcast.
Hi, Michael.
Are you on Facebook Live? Because this is what you have to
Why
do
are
now.
You sitting so far from me, Michael?
What did I walk into?
I'm doing, this is my Joe Gagliardi. It just sounds like a Liberace.
Oh, my God. There's so many fun filters you can put on Facebook
All
Live.
Right. God, turn off the damn filters.
All right, I'm going to turn on. All right, yeah. Facebook Live people, thanks for tuning in. And I'm out.
Yeah.
Somehow.
All right, he's back. Facebook he's back.
Live? If I just close
We've the done the most fuck, just the most unlistenable 3 minutes since you left.
Ending
he,
my video.
He immediately grabbed the phone and started filming me. I'm like, this is good. This is good report.
Well,
like I'm a fucking white woman calling the cops.
I'm
on a
sorry,
black man.
John. The 12 people that watch that are not Papa subscribers,
I
probably now are.
I appreciate
you know,
it. I
shove it up
it.
Your goatsy ass.
I deserved that. Yeah, you did. You know what? Yeah, all right.
And you felt it.
Live on air. Let's do that.
Live.
Let's do that.
A chimpanzee and then, you know, pop a straight, you know.
No, gape me with this training plug and then give me a little heave-ho, man.
I don't know what happened to the chair, but it dropped. It dropped a number of levels.
Why? So. I don't know.
I don't know.
You've only been sitting in it for a couple hours. What pressure was on it?
It's been under substantial stress.
Fighting for its life.
Since I sat down. All right. Well, so the NFL's back.
NFL's back. And I don't care if we miss every other Thursday night game, but I'm not missing the goddamn season opener, man. No, Thursday night games, you kind of got to, you know, to have a shred of normalcy in your life, you sacrifice those. And when they started doing the Sunday night games on NBC, they took from Monday night what used to be like the Cadillac matchup of the week, and they put it on Sunday night. And I'm not such a big fan of that because it's diminished the glory of that midday game.
Yeah.
And the Monday game sucks now, too. And I hate ESPN's presentation with Booger, whatever the fuck, on the Booger cart.
That is really stupid. Yeah.
Tessitore.
I'm not a massive Tessitore fan.
I'm not either.
And is Monday night the one that
at least they got rid of
Witten?
Jason Witten.
Jason Witten in spray painted hair.
Yeah.
Fuck me. Did you see that?
He is bizarre.
Why does no one why is there no open talk about Propecia and Rogaine? Like, it's this arcane knowledge to men. No one wants to go bald. And yet, like, if someone's balding at 18, we're just like, I don't know, like, get chiseled, learn to look like Jason Statham. No, get the fuck on Rogaine and Propecia.
No.
I've been on that shit for, like, 20 years now.
Really?
I would look like Gagliardi without it. Yeah. No, just in the hairline.
Propecia?
Yeah, I'd be bald as shit without that stuff by now.
You take Propecia?
Yeah.
Is
Propecia
it a pill?
And Rogaine. Yeah, Propecia is just a smaller dose of a prostate medicine. Called Proscar.
Yeah. It's dihydrotestosterone.
What does it do for your prostate?
Some form of testosterone.
It makes it immaculate.
It makes
Michael.
It just cleans it, Michael. It's just
that's all it does.
No, it kind of just shields it from the damage that testosterone does over the years. So it's protected from a lot of lower level cancers, but then there's a slightly higher incidence of like the really bad prostate cancer that kills you. But fuck hair. Hair, Michael.
You mean with taking Propecia, you have a higher chance of getting
real bad prostate cancer. Right. But first of all, my prostate has not been battered for 15, 20 years by testosterone. Like, I still have like a little.
How does it get battered
little
by
fucking,
testosterone?
I'm not sure you understand what testosterone is.
Testosterone just
works.
Makes the prostate swell and swell and swell over time.
Do chimps have a lot of it?
And that's why chimps go bald. Like, no bullshit. They're swimming in testosterone, man. Huh. Like, when Arnold and Franco Colombo, by the way, R.I.P. Franco Colombo.
Rest in power, my man.
Fuck, yeah.
Franco Colombo. One of the greatest.
I was really moved to tears by his death. But they would take testosterone synthesized from apes because that was, like, the manliest of the fucking animals.
Is that where that came from?
Back in the day, before they could really, like, make steroids, they would literally take the fucking testosterone out of a bear or whatever the hell.
God.
Yeah, they were savages. But testosterone just makes your prostate grow and grow and grow. And I've still got like the fucking perky 34B's equivalent of a prostate. You guys got saggy old grandma titty prostate.
Have you taken a mic up there or a camera?
Yeah, actually, we did the goatsy trick.
Roto-rooter?
Right.
Yeah.
A mirror and a...
That does happen eventually, though. Like, it'll keep growing and growing, and then you can't piss right, and then you can't jizz, and they just have to, like, chop out half your prostate and pray for the best. Like, it's just that much meat after a while.
Hmm. Do you get your news from, like...
From Zoolander.
Weren't you watching the Disney Channel right
from
before this?
From Zoolander. Yeah. Jerry Stiller said, I got a prostate the size of a goat's head, or... Yeah, a goat's head and a head full of bad... Oh, prostate the size of a grapefruit and a head full of bad memories.
Oh, okay. Ooh.
I think
there
that's it. Yeah. Okay.
So I think if we could take a live poll of the listeners right now, you know, those that are left.
Monkey fight and prostate check.
How much you were looking forward to Papa's Corner, and today's topic is the prostate, kids.
Yeah, so I have a glorious prostate because I've been on Propecia since I think like 24, 25, man.
So I don't know if this applies to you or not, but when I first started balding towards the beginning of college, whenever that was, I briefly got a prescription for Propecia.
Okay.
And did not see or hear from my penis for a number of months, and so I stopped.
Oh.
And apparently that's a common side effect, is that you start taking Propecia or any sort of
it crawls inside you or
yeah.
No, so no, it made it very difficult to erect myself. You know, if you will. Yeah. It was challenging. And apparently that's the number one side effect of that.
Mine has been like withering and withering over the years, and there's less and less of it, but I think that's just because I'm getting fatter and fatter.
I mean
in terms of getting it up, it never really did anything there. I've heard some guys have like watery ejac.
Oh.
Like, you know, like you, okay. When you dump the rest of the cereal out and then you put the water in the bowl in the sink and it's that kind of consistency and color.
That's
I had no idea what you were talking
about. Thank you. Yeah. I wanted to paint a picture with my words.
But when you're Michael Johnson and you're a baby maker with his dick, you know.
Yeah. Fucking just load dropping Michael Johnson.
Yeah.
Like, we're such cucks compared to Michael Johnson.
No, that's like, true. I think
Michael Johnson crawled on top of a woman and just went, and then
pants weren't even off.
I think I have gas. Yeah. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just some dry humping.
Fell out.
Just fell out. And he walked home one day and his wife was just clutching a baby. And he was like, what?
The best part about that is before he knew that the baby had fallen out, he called the mother and preemptively said, how's my child?
Yeah. Wow. He just sensed it.
Just knew. There was another Johnson.
She's like, I can hear another heartbeat. Yeah.
Michael Johnson can turn toast back into bread. Make no mistake about it.
With the he just splooshes on it.
Puts it between
the entire loaf is reverted. Yeah. Oh, is there anything Michael Johnson can't do?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. I feel like you hit the wall, man.
I remember one time there was this bald, half Italian, half Polish kid, and this dumbbell, this piece of ravioli pierogi, thought he could fight a chimpanzee.
Yeah, man.
And I mean, he was having it. Like, this guy, he threw a slow ass kick at this chimp, and it was crawling up his leg.
That chimp would never see it coming.
Right about to bite this guy's mug off. And I'm not saying that might not have been an improvement. This guy, he looked like his mom birthed him on the stairs, and he hit every step on the way down.
Michael Johnson.
Just grabs this chimp's fist midair, and the chimp looks at him all pissed. And then Michael Johnson just goes, and it ran away. Yeah. It ran away.
It's gone.
Yeah.
Forever.
And 9 months later, that half Italian, half Polack had Michael Johnson's baby because he was in the vicinity when he did that.
Yeah.
In the same.
Okay.
That's your bedtime story.
Yeah, we're done.
That's good times.
I think we're all
fizzled.
Sleepy.
You fizzled it.
Did I kill it?
Michael Johnson went to take a watery prostate laden pee and just all died after that.
Go to Tressless, reddit.com/r/Tressless. And it's just nothing but dudes who are like, I'm going bald.
Nope,
I took one Propecia. Now my dick doesn't work for a month. Like, it's all these people up in their own heads about the side effects. Look, I've become a fat lard, I think, independent of Propecia. Maybe not, because I was in great shape for like 4 or 5 years on it. And my dick worked. Fuck. Still do.
I'll tell you right now, you get off Propecia, you beat a chimp's ass in 2 seconds.
Oh, I mean, if you got off Propecia, like, it would be an amazing surge of testosterone.
You'd be amazing.
And then it'd be like that episode where Homer lost that fucking hair regrowth medicine and it's just coming out in clumps like he's got leukemia in the shower.
Oh, God.
That's all that happens. Like, it goes away in like 3 months, everything you've saved. Like, it would just be like, you could do a stop motion and be like, here's John aging 10 years and just take a photo of me every morning, dude. It'd be terrifying. All right. Well, let's bring in
the Muzak.
Yeah, let's do that. Hold on.
Muzak, do
Did Bergen really listen to this?
Bergen was there. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Can Bergen come on the show?
PDB.
Since you're fucking besties with Bergen now?
PDB. Whoa. But Pete, I didn't say that, buddy.
Yeah.
I just said I talked to you. That's all.
All the time.
Yeah.
Like, he'll hang up on me
Guys,
all the time.
Pete Bergen really likes me, man.
Yeah.
He thinks
I'd brag about that, too.
Yeah.
It took me, I literally, to get Pete Bergen to follow me back on Twitter, I signed up for one of his classes, and in the PayPal comments, I just said, I am doing this so you will follow me back on Twitter. To his credit, he did.
Is there any chance there could be Pete Michaels? Is that?
We've done
you guys
shows
ever performed together?
Yeah.
I would pay to see that. It'd be hysterical, man.
I remember they did a tag team against these two chimpanzees. It was...
I'll tell you right now, Bergen gets it. Bergen will throttle a chimpanzee.
I think
he's not a beta
cuck
though. Like you, man.
All right.
He'd take it down to Chinatown. Michael Johnson's had it. You've heightened too far.
Mm-hmm. Poor Michael Johnson.
I am done with chimp talk.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is the last episode with Michael, everyone. He's done. He's sullied himself. Everyone, this is Papa's Basement. Thank you for joining. Thank you for making it this far. I hope you liked it. If you did, subscribe and share it. We're on YouTube as Papa's Basement, iTunes, wherever the fuck, Stitcher. Like me and the page at Papa's Basement. That's on Twitter and Instagram and everything. These guys, Michael Johnson, you are what on Twitter?
At MikaelJohn.
There you go. Yeah, there's an extra. He's on Insta too. Which of your five handles are you plugging today, Gagliari?
So Twitter, the Mighty Joey G, boom. Instagram, DevilDog0602, DAWG. The Mighty Joey G, I think, also on Instagram, and then Natali Joseph III on Facebook, and Joe Gagliardi on Facebook. I don't know. Just find them. You guys know me. I mean,
yeah. If you go to inpoppisbasement.com, I link to all their socials.
Linked it.
On every post.
Linked
so, yeah.
it in all the socials.
All righty. Get in the next one.
Hit the bell.
We are out of here.
Later.
Ah! We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest, Toro. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.